thy ways.
啊，指教我们你的道路。
Teach us thy ways.
教导我们。
That we may know thee.
好，叫我们得以认识你。
Oh Lord, may every brother and sister in this place come to know you more.
哦，主啊，愿在这里的每一位弟兄姐妹都可以更深的认识你。
Not just with the outward hearing of the ear.
不只是外面紧紧的听见。
But by finding your ways.
而乃是能够真实的寻见你的道路。
Grant us a heart of obedience.
赐我们一个顺服的心。
A heart of faith.
一个信心。
A heart of submission.
一个归向你的心。
Today we hear your voice.
今日我们听见了你的声音。
We do not harden our hearts.
我们就不要再硬着心。
Oh God forbid that our human ways would make our hearts hard.
哦主啊，禁止我们让。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们晚安。
My name is Dana Condon.
我是 Dana Condon.
I live in Manhattan.
我住在曼哈顿。
I fellowship with a Christian believers meeting in Flushing in Queens.
我在 Queens 法拉逊那里的与那里的弟兄姐妹交通。
Now many of you people, I recognize your face.
我认识你们当中的许多人。
Maybe you remember me last year. I was here.
去年我也在这里，也许你还记得。
But I was much younger.
但去年我比现在还年轻。
I spoke to the young people last year.
去年我是跟年轻人讲，年轻人讲到。
This year I'm much older.
今年我就老了一点。
Actually, I just had my 60th birthday.
我60岁的生日刚过。
So now I am almost qualified to be Chinese adult speaker.
我现在几乎可以做中国人成人的讲员了。
I see we have many brothers and sisters here tonight.
那今天有许多的弟兄姐妹来到我们当中。
And I think probably still many more on the way.
那我相信还有许多人正在路上。
You know, it's very difficult to go through the Delaware Water Gap.
那现在你要走过那个 Delaware Water Gap 很困难。
It's like going a camel going through eye of the needle, you know?
好像一个骆驼要穿过针眼一样。
But I think everybody will get here by God's grace.
但是我相信靠着神的恩典，众人都能够平安的来到。
Now I know you had to go through this narrow gate to get here.
那我知道你们都要经过这个窄门进到这里。
And probably you're tired from working this week.
那相信你们这个礼拜也许的工作都很累。
So if you want to take your rest tonight, it's perfectly okay.
如果今天晚上你要休息的话，那没有关系。
I want to introduce my particular burden that I have.
我现在要跟弟兄姐妹分享一下我心里面的重担。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important time.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个非常重要的时候。
We are in the last days.
我们是在末日。
The Lord gathers us together in such a meeting like this.
主将我们召集在这个聚会里。
We thank the Lord for the meetings we have every week.Where we gather in fellowship.
我们感谢主，叫我们每个礼拜都能够聚集，都能够交通。
In this fellowship together, in Christ Jesus, we learn of His life.
在我们在基督里面的交通，我们得以认识基督的生命。
I think probably all the various assemblies represented here could say, "Our Lord is gracious to us."
我相信，不管弟兄姐妹们是从哪一个聚会来的，都能够从心里面说，我们的神是有恩惠的。
But I do feel when we come together for a special time like this.
但我的确相信，当我们来到这个特别的聚会的时候
，from many different places,
从许多不同的地方来到这里
，surely we should pray that the Lord could do something more for us.
当然，我们更应该祷告，求神让他做更大的作为。
There are some large plans on God's heart.
在神的心里面有一个更广的心意。
He wants to reveal these to His children.
他盼望能够将这心意向他的子民们显现。
We remember in the Old Testament that there were times when God called His children to come together.
我们记得在旧约的时候，神召聚他的百姓。
And when they came together, they heard the word of God.
他们聚集在一起的时候，他们听神的话。
These were called holy convocations.
那这就是神圣的呼召。
God brought His people together.
神将他的百姓召在一起。
So this is a vacation weekend for most people.
对大部分人来讲，这个 weekend 是休假的时候。
And we also rest in the Lord as we come here tonight.
我们今日来到这里，我们也在主里面得安息。
But during this weekend, may the Lord speak to us from heaven.
但在这个周末，愿主从天上向我们说话。
And we leave with a larger portion of His will for us.
能够将他的心意，广大的心意向我们启示。
Now my burden comes from the prayer of Moses.
我的负担是从摩西的祷告出来的。
We find it in Exodus chapter 33.
我们可以从出埃及记的33章找到。
Moses is up on top of Mount Sinai.
摩西在西乃山顶。
In those days, only a few men of God were allowed to go up in the holy mountain.
在那个时候，只有非常少数属神的人才可以上到神的山。
Moses was up on the mountain alone with God.
神是在摩西是在西乃山上单独的与神同在。
And God showed Moses His glory and His grace.
神将自己的荣耀、自己的恩惠显明给摩西看。
But today, we are no longer called to Mount Sinai.
但今日我们不是来到西乃山。
We are called to gather around Mount Zion.
我们乃是来到锡安山。
To the city of the living God.
在永生神的城里。
We are the church of the firstborn.
我们是教会，我们是首生的。
And Jesus is the mediator of our new covenant.
耶稣基督是我们新约的中保。
This covenant was written in His precious blood.
这个约是用他宝血所写的。
So all of us, by His Spirit, should be able to come up onto the mountain this weekend.
所以我们所有人借着他的灵都能够来到他的山的面前。
When we rise up on the mountain,
当我们往高山走的时候
we gain some heavenly vision.
我们就看到一些属天的异象。
Here in Exodus, we see Moses in the midst of this vision.
我们在出埃及记就看到摩西在这异象当中。
And by God's grace, may we all have some similar vision as Moses.
靠神的恩典，盼望我们都能够像摩西一样有同样的异象。
We want to read chapter 33, verses 12 through 14.
我们要念33章的12节到14节。
Then Moses said to the Lord,
摩西
See, you say to me, bring up this people, but you yourself have not let me know whom you will send with me. Moreover, you have said, I have known you by name, and you also have found favor in my sight.
摩西对耶和华说，你吩咐我说，将这百姓领上去。却没有叫我知道你要打发谁与我同去，只说我按你的名认识你，你在我眼前也蒙了恩。
Now therefore, I pray, if I have found favor in your sight, let me know your ways, that I may know you, so that I may find favor in your sight, and consider too that this nation is your people.
我如今落在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你。好在你眼前蒙恩，求你想到这名是你的名。
And the Lord said, My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest.
耶和华说，我必亲自和你同去，使你得安息。
Now the theme of my times of sharing comes from the middle of this prayer.
那我与弟兄姐妹们分享的主题是从第十三节出来。
Show me thy ways that I may know thee.
将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你。
Teach me your way that I may know you.
教导我你的道路，好叫我得以认识你。
May this be the prayer of our heart.
愿这也成为我们心里的祷告。
We also want to look at two more portions of scripture.
我们还有两处的圣经要看。
Psalm 103.
诗篇103篇。
Just one verse.
只有一节。
Psalm 103, verse 7.
诗篇103篇第七节。
Psalm 103, verse 7.
103篇第七节
He made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the sons of Israel.
他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
And then Psalm 95.
那我们再看诗篇95篇
Verses 9 and 10.
第九节第十节
When your fathers tested me, they tried me, though they had seen my work.
那时你们的祖宗视我看我，并且观看我的作为。
For 40 years I loathed that generation and said that they are a people who err in their heart and they do not know my ways.
四十年之久我厌烦那时代，说这是心里迷糊的百姓，竟不晓得我的作为。
Therefore I swore in my anger they shall not enter my rest.
所以我在怒中起誓，说他们断不可进入我的安息。
Here is a prayer for the young seeker after God.
这是一个年轻的寻求神的人里面的祷告。
Show me thy ways that I may know thee.
指教我你的道路，好叫我得以认识你。
Here is a prayer for the veteran worker.
这也是一个老练的基督徒的祷告。
Show me thy ways that I may know thee.
指示我你的道路，好叫我得以认识你。
In these days, where so many things are happening,
在这样的时代有这么多的事情发生，
we need to understand the ways of God.
我们必须要知道神的道路。
In our own lives, we will not overcome and be victorious unless we know His ways.
在我们自己的生活里面，我们若不知道他的道路，我们没有办法得胜。
An understanding of His ways is vital to our teaching.
对于我们教导的事工来讲，我们也必须知道他的道路。
It's vital for every Christian to have his ways understood for prophetic understanding of the end times.
在末日的时候，对于每一个基督徒来讲，他们都必须要能够整全的、完全的知道神的道路。
And for us to live a life pleasing to the Lord, we must know his ways.
那我们要若想过一个能够使他心满意足的生活，我们也必须知道神的道路。
Now we are introducing this prayer tonight, and we're looking at these three scriptures together.
今天向弟兄姐妹介绍这个祷告，我们要将三节经文一起合起来看。
And the first thing that I want us to notice is that God wants us to know Him and His ways.
第一件事，我希望弟兄姐妹能够知道的，就是神是希望我们能够认识他的道路。
In these simple scriptures, we see that there is a threefold unveiling of God to us.
在这简单的经文里面，我们看出神有三面的启示。
God's acts,
神的作为
；God's ways,
神的道路
；and God's end,
神的目的。
God's acts,
神的作为。
It says that God revealed His ways to Moses, but His acts to the sons of Israel.
这里面说，神借着他的作为指教摩西他的道路。
Now God reveals Himself through His acts.
神借着他的作为将自己启示出来。
He takes actions of mercy.
他的作为是有怜悯的。
How could anyone know God unless He acted from heaven?
如果神不从天上行事，有谁能够认识他？
The children of Israel knew His hand of deliverance and salvation from Egypt.
以色列的百姓认识神是拯救的神，因为他神带领他们从埃及出来。
We know His act of salvation through Jesus Christ upon the cross.
我们因着耶稣基督并他钉十字架，我们知道神拯救的道路。
God acts.And by doing so, He reveals Himself to us.
神是个有作为的神，因着他的作为，我们得以认识他。
The children of Israel say, "We have seen His hand of mercy."
以色列的百姓说，我们看见他恩典的手。
We have seen His mighty arm.
我们见到他大能的膀臂。
Because God acted.
因为神是一位作为的神。
And the people saw.
所以神百姓就看见了。
But when God acts, He wants us to see more deeply His ways.
但是当神有作为的时候，神盼望我们能够看到他更深的道路。
This is the second level of revelation.
我们可以说这是第二层的启示。
It isn't enough just for us to see His actions.
我们光看见神有作为是不够的。
Even to see His mighty hand and to fall down and thank Him for what He's done.
甚至看见他大能的手叫我们伏在面前来赞美他。
Whenever God acts,
只要神有作为，
There's a purpose behind it.
他总是有一个目的。
These are His ways.
这就是他的道路。
These are the reasons God is doing what He's doing.
这是为什么神要做这些事。
The children of Israel were brought through the Red Sea.
以色列的百姓被带领出了红海。
But did they understand why our Lord had done that?
但他们是不是明白神为什么要这样子做？
So God wanted them to understand His ways as well as His actions.
所以神是希望他们能够知道神的道路，就好比他们看见神的作为一样。
And then finally, God's end.
还有一个就是神的目的。
And what is that?
那到底是什么？
That we may know Him.
好叫我们得以认识他。
When we see his acts,
当我们看到他的作为，
and we discover his ways,
我们发现他的道路，
then we come to know him.
我们就认识他。
Not just by the hearing of the ear,
不是光光我们的耳朵听到，
but in real experience,
而是我们真实的经历到。
The Lord is so gracious.
神实在是有恩惠的。
He is always acting upon this earth.
他一直在这个地球上有作为。
But we see for each level of revelation, it takes a greater response from the part of His children.
但我们看得出来，在这不同层次的启示当中，更深一层的启示需要神的百姓更深的回应。
Many know His acts.
许多人知道他的作为。
How many know His way?
但有几个人知道他的道路。
You remember the story of the 10 lepers that Jesus healed?
你们记得主耶稣所医治的十个大麻风病人。
He told them all to go back to the temple, receive their cleansing, go back to their families.
他叫这十个人回到圣殿去，将他们的身体献给祭司看，然后回到他们的家里。
This was an act of healing.
这是他医治的作为。
But we remember only one came back to know his ways.
但我们知道只有一个回来，那个是认识他道路的。
Only one saw beyond the hand and said, "Who is that man who healed me?"
只有一个看透过了神的手看见了，问说这个是谁？
And he fell down and worshipped the Lord.
他就倒下，他就敬拜着。
You see, many see his acts, but how many come back to know his ways?
那许多人看到神的作为，但有几个人能够知道他的道路？
So many see his acts, fewer know his ways.
所以有许多人能够看见神的作为，但是知道他道路的就少了。
You remember the disciples when Jesus was there in Galilee?
你记得耶稣在加利利的时候，他的门徒们。
At one point in his ministry, it says that Jesus changed his tactic and he spoke by way of parable.
啊，圣经里面记载，在耶稣行事的时候，他就开始改变他教导的方式，他开始用预言跟他们。教导他们。
Suddenly he took a new method.
那他突然改变了他教导的方式。
And fortunately the disciples realized and wanted to know his ways.
但是呢门徒人就注意到了，所以门徒问他说为什么？
They said, why are you speaking in parables?
为什么你要用比喻跟我们说话？
How important it is to ask the Lord when we don't understand.
我们不懂的时候问主这是很重要的。
And of course the Lord told them.
那当然主就跟他们讲了。
To those who have, I want to give more.
对那些已有的我还要加给他。
To those who have not, I want to keep the secrets from them.
那些没有的他们有的我要拿去。
That's why he was speaking in parables.
这就是为什么他用比喻。
Oh, to know his ways, fewer know his ways.
啊要明白主的路，但是有几个人能够明白。
And yet, even less,Come to know him.
但是能够认识主的就更稀少了。
What does it mean to come to know him?
什么叫做认识主？
We all say, because we're saved, we have come to know the Lord.
我们每个人都说我们得救了，我们为什么得救？因为我们认识主。
But many Christians are saved.
许多基督徒是蒙拯救的。
But do they really know the Lord?
但他们真正的认识主吗？
We see then that the secondlevel of revelation, knowing of his ways,
我们刚刚看到在第二层的启示当中他们知道了主的道路
is a crucial link to knowing the Lord.
那是非常重要的借着这个得以认识主
We see his acts,
我们看到他的作为
but how do we come to know him?
那我们怎么认识他呢
Through his ways.
啊，借着他的道路
Now here is where many Christians get confused.
那这就是许多基督徒开始迷糊
Now he shows us his acts of salvation.
他有拯救的作为。
Praise God, we get saved by His grace.
我们感谢主，我们因恩得救。
But then the Lord has ways.
那神神有他的道理。
Drawing us closer to himself.
要引导我们更亲近他。
Some of these ways are discipline.
那这些道路有的时候是管教。
The way is often the cross.
那更多的时候，这条路就是十架的路。
And as soon as these things come to us, we become confused.
那一旦这些事情临到我们身上，我们就觉得糊涂了。
We say, I thought the Lord loved me. Why is he doing this to me?
那我们就说，哎，主啊，我以为你爱我，你为什么要这样对我呢？
But oh, if we learn his ways,
啊，那盼望我们能够认识他的。
Then we understand his love even more deeply than we did before.
然后我们就能够更深地认识神的爱。
So knowing his ways is very important.
所以要知道主的道路是非常重要的。
Now this evening, as an introductory matter,
今天晚上跟弟兄姐妹做点介绍。
We want to look at this matter regarding the children of Israel and the ways of God.
我们今天要从以色列人的身上，我们来看神的道路。
We read this passage from Psalm 95.
我们刚才念了诗篇第九十五篇。
And we find that the children of Israel did not know.God's ways.
那我们读到说，以色列的子民们并不认识神的路。
Let's look at those verses again, please.
让我们一起打开圣经，再读这些经文。
Verses 9 and 10 of Psalm 95.
第九节、第十节，诗篇第九十五篇的九节、十节。
When your fathers tested me, they tried me, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation, and I said there are people who err in their heart, not knowing.My ways.
那时你们的祖宗试我探我并且观看我的作为四十年之久我厌烦那世代说这是心里迷糊的百姓竟不晓得我的作为
Now Jehovah is merciful
那耶和华是有恩惠的
I do not think any of the children of Israel could say God did not show his acts to us
那我相信没有一个以色列人会说神在我们的身上没有作为
They saw God'sSaving arm many times.
他们看见神大能拯救的手。
They saw the plagues back in Egypt.
他们在埃及看到神降灾。
Oh, what mighty acts those were.
哇，这些是何等大的能力啊。
And then the night of the Passover, they saw that God delivered them while taking the firstborn of everyone in Egypt.
在逾越节的时候，他们看到神拯救了他们，但是埃及全地的长子。
And then standing by the Red Sea, they saw God sweep back the waters.
那站在红海边，他们看见神的手将红海分开。
When they got into the wilderness, they saw the manna come down every morning.
他们到了旷野，他们看到玛拿每天从天上降下来。
And when they asked for meat, God sent quails in from the desert for them to eat.
那他们要吃肉的时候，神叫鹧鸪飞到沙漠。
And when they were thirsty,Moses struck the rock and out came waters of life.
他们口渴的时候，摩西就用杖击打磐石，磐石打开，水就流出来。
Then they saw God on top of Mount Sinai.
然后他们在西乃山顶看见了神。
There was a tremendous smoke and fire, just like a volcano.
有密云，有火，好像火山一样。
And God gave the law from Mount Sinai.
那神从西乃山颁律法给他们。
And then God spoke of the tabernacle that spoke to the children of Israel. He wants to have fellowship with them.
那神在会幕里面对他们传讲，对以色列人说，因为神愿意与以色列人有交通。
Now you know the Jews are very practical.
那我们知道犹太人是很实在的，很实际的。
Now even when they walked through the desert for 40 years and they never had to buy a new pair of shoes, they noticed this.
他们虽然在旷野漂流40年，他们一双新鞋子都不用买。
And whenever an enemy came to attack them, God always stood between them, and they gained the great victories.
无论什么时候有敌人要来攻击他们的时候，神就站在他们与敌人的当中，保护他们。
For 40 years, God's hand was moving on their behalf.
四十年之久，神的手因着他们的缘故，在他们身上大有作为。
Leading them by the cloud and the fire.
又云柱又火柱引导他们。
40 years for them to know him.
四十年之久要叫他们得以认识神。
But something was wrong with their heart.
但他们心里有问题。
They never understood him.
他们从来没有办法明白。
If we compiled the words that the children of Israel spoke about God, what will we find?
如果我们将以色列他们嘴中所论断神的话把它加起来 我们会看到什么
?What is Israel's testimony of their God?
以色列人对神他们的见证是什么
When we compile the words that they spoke as they went through the wilderness,
我们将他们经过旷野的时候所讲的话收集起来。
Here are some things that they said about their God.
这些是他们讲他们的神啊。
God sent us into the desert to die.
神将我们带到旷野是要叫我们死啊。
Don't let God speak to us, let Moses speak to us.
不要叫神对我们说话，让摩西对我们说话。
Let's go back to Egypt, where we can have melons and dim sum.
让我们回到埃及去，我们可以有西瓜，有点心啊。
This manna, we hate this manna.
这个玛拿有什么好吃啊？
We cannot go into this promised land. There are giants there. We are only grasshoppers.
我们没有办法进到这个应许之地啊！他们是巨人啊！我们不过是蚱蜢一样。
Something is wrong here.
看起来这个好像不大对啊。Where
is their testimony?
他们的见证到底在哪里？
God is trying to get them into the promised land, the land of milk and honey.
神要带领他们进入应许之地，牛奶与蜜之地。
You know, you can eat manna for 2 years. It's just like low carb diet.
你可以吃那玛拿吃个两年了，这是减肥的食物啊。
But within 2 years, they should be in the promised land. It's only 11 days walking journey.
那两年内他们应该可以进到应许之地啊，走路不过只要走11天呐。
And the God is trying to push them into milk and honey.
那神就在一直推，要他们进那个牛奶与蜜之地。
And every time God pushes them, they complain and complain.
神只要一推，他们就抱怨。
You know, it reminds me today.
这就让我想起我们今日。
I don't know what you think politically.
那我不知道你自己的政治的立场是什么。
But our government actually wants to help Iraq be a free country.
但你知道我们的政府是真的希望帮助伊拉克成为一个自由的国家。
$80 billion.
800亿的美金。
800 soldiers.
800条军人的性命。
This is what we have sacrificed so far.
这是我们目前为止所牺牲的。
To make them a free country.
为了叫他们得以自由。
And what do we find the Iraqis are saying?
那我们在伊拉克百姓当中发现什么？
Go away from us, you oppressors! Go away from us!
滚回去，他们这些家伙！
Give us Iraqi leaders!
我们要伊拉克人来领导我们。
Where is Saddam? We want Saddam!
撒旦在哪？撒旦胡塞在哪里？我们要撒旦胡塞。
Where's our water?
我们的水在哪？
Where's our oil?
我们的油在哪？
Where's our safety?
我们的安全在哪？
Where's our prosperity?
我们的繁荣在哪里？
You know, unfortunately, our government does not have as much patience as God has.
那当然很不幸啊，我们的政府不像神这样子有耐性啊。
But all you hear is complaints, complaints, complaints.
但你听到的就是抱怨加抱怨加抱怨。
Can you imagine what it must be like for God to be leading His children?
你可以想象神是什么感觉，当他带领以色列的时候。
But they don't understand His ways.
但以色列的百姓不晓得神的道路。
All they do is complain.
他们所做的不过就是抱怨抱怨。
Now I'm glad I'm speaking here tonight to this group here.
那我很高兴今天是跟弟兄姐妹们来传讲这个信息。
Probably when you were back in China, you were always complaining.
当然你在中国时，可能你一直在那里抱怨抱怨。
But thank God when you came here to America, no more complaints, right?
所以你来美国了，没有，再也没有抱怨了啊？是这样子的吗？
Maybe some complaints when the fruit isn't ripe or something like that. But
也许这里的食物不那么好吃，就是总是有点抱怨。
But the children of Israel did not know God's ways.
但以色列的百姓不知道神的道路。
But Moses knew God's ways.
但摩西知道。
He knew God's compassion, God's mercy.
他知道神是有恩惠有怜悯。
God's discipline.
神的管教。
Let me just share one way that Moses tried to help the children to understand.
让我跟弟兄姐妹分享一下，摩西怎么样帮助以色列人，叫以色列人得以认识神。
In Moses' final song in Deuteronomy chapter 32,
在《生命记》第32章摩西所作的诗歌里面
，In verse 4，
第四节
，Moses says about God, "All thy ways are judgments."
他的作为完全，他所行的无不公平。
Or some translate, "All thy ways are righteous."
有的翻译是说他的道路总是公义。
But what is this really saying?
那这是什么意思？
Here's something the children of Israel never understood.
这是以色列的百姓一直不明白的。
Moses tried to interpret God's ways to the children of Israel, and that's why we have the book of Deuteronomy.
那摩西要向以色列的百姓解释神的道路是什么？
Now,
这就是为什么摩西写了《生命记》。
After 40 years, Moses looks back and tries to explain why God did what he did.
那过了40年以后，摩西回顾，想跟以色列人解释神为什么要这样子做，带他们。
Sometimes you didn't have enough water.
有的时候你的水不够。
God was testing you.
神在试炼你。
And when God gave you manna,
当神给你玛拿的时候，
He was testing you.
他在试炼你。
Because man does not live by bread alone.
因为人活着不是单靠食物。
Every act that God does is a test.
神所做的每一件事都是一个试炼。
All His ways have a judgment.
因为他所做的一切事里面都有判断。
How do we respond to his acts?
我们怎么样对神的作为回应呢？
Do we learn from them?
我们学了什么呢？
Or do we just forget about them?
还是我们就忘掉了？
Because the children of Israel are getting ready to go into the promised land.
因为以色列的百姓要准备要进了应许之地了。
And Moses says this.
摩西对他们说，
Now don't forget.
你不要忘掉。
When you get to the land of blessing.
当你进入那个应许之地的时候，
Don't forget God.
不要忘掉你的神。
Every blessing you receive is a test.
每一个你所领受的祝福都是一个试炼。
Every trial you go through is a test.
每一个熬炼你经过了都是一个试炼。
You see, Moses is trying to interpret and help them to understand the ways of God.
因为摩西想帮助他们，叫他们了解神的道路，所以摩西想试着向他们解释。
But the children of Israel did not understand.
但以色列的百姓不明白。
And when this prophecy is given in Psalm 95,
那在诗篇95篇的预言
prophetically it's telling us that Israel down throughout its history never knew the ways of God.
所以第95篇按照先知的角度来看，告诉我们说，在旷野40年，以色列人并不知道神的道路。
Throughout their history, they saw the acts, but they didn't bother understanding what God was doing.
在他们一切的经历里面，他们看见了神的作为，但他们不知道神的道路。
What is God to do with His children?
神到底要怎么样来带领他的百姓呢？
When He blesses them,
他祝福他的百姓，
gives them a land flowing of milk and honey,
给他们一个流奶与蜜之地，
cities that they didn't build.
给他们他们自己所没有建造的城
fields and harvest that they didn't plant
他们的田野他们的收获不是他们栽种的。
How did the children of Israel interpret this?
那以色列的百姓怎么解释神的作为呢？
Oh, we are very good.
我们很了不起啊。
We are righteous.
我们是公义啊。
God chose us because we're the best.
因为我们的好，所以神拣选我们。
Is that why God blessed them?
这是神为什么要祝福他们吗？
No, Moses says, you were small and few in number. You were chosen because God loved you.
摩西跟他们说，不是的，你们又少又小，神拣选你们乃是因为他爱你们。
God blessed you because of his promise to Abraham.
神祝福你们，因为神向亚伯拉罕有应许。
But whenever they were blessed,
但只要以色列人蒙了恩惠，
it's because I'm good.
他们总是觉得是他们自己好。
Whenever they were disciplined,
什么时候他们受了管教？
They had a drought.
他们有旱灾。
The enemies invaded their land.
敌人攻击他们。
Then what did they say?
那他们说什么呢？
God has forsaken us.
神弃绝了我们。
Where is the God that we have served so faithfully?
我们忠心所侍奉的神在哪里？
We offered him all of those animals and he leaves us for our enemies.
我们将各样的牺牲献给他，他将我们交在仇敌的手里。
And all God was trying to do is get them to turn from idols.
而神所要做的不过是要叫他们离弃偶像。
But the children never understood his way.
但以色列的百姓从来不明白神的道路。
Why throughout their history were the prophets raised up?
为什么经过以色列的历史里面，神不断的兴起先知？
To try to interpret God's ways to the children.
因为要教导以色列人神的道路是什么。
The prophets would say, do you see God acting? This is why he is acting.
那先知就告诉以色列的百姓说，你们看见了神的作为，现在告诉你为什么神要这样子做。
But the people didn't understand the prophets.
但是百姓们不明白先知的话语。
I don't know if you remember some of these prophecies, but how about Haggai's prophecy?
我不晓得你们是不是记得这些先知的话语。举哈该来讲。
What did Haggai say?
哈该怎么说？
Have you noticed our problem with inflation?
你有没有注意到这个通货膨胀的问题啊？
You put money into your pocket has holes.
你钱放到口袋里面，你口袋有个洞诶。
The more money you put in, the less your money can buy.
你钱放的越多啊，你能买的东西越少。
Have you wondered why?
你有没有想过为什么？
Government inflation.
是因为政府没有办法控制这个物价。
Do we need somebody new to head the Federal Reserve?
我们是不是要有一个人来管这个联邦储备局啊？
Haggai said, don't you know?
那哈该说，难道你们不知道吗？
You're building your own house, but where's God's house?
你们建造自己的房子，神的房子在哪里？
That's why you're going through inflation.
这就是为什么物价高涨。
You remember Malachi and his prophecies.
你们记得马拉基跟他所说的话。
Malachi says, the Lord, thus saith the Lord, I have loved you.
马拉基说，耶和华如此说，我爱你。
What did the children say?
但以色列的百姓怎么说呢？
How have you loved us?
你怎么样来爱我吗？
Isn't that amazing?
这不是很稀奇？
Actually have the nerve to say to God, how have you loved us? What have you done for us lately?
他们实在很有胆量啊，能够跟神讲啊。你到底怎么爱我？你最近跟我做了什么事啊？
And then later on, when Malachi says, thus saith the Lord says, you have robbed me.
后来马拉基又跟他们说，耶和华如此说，你们抢夺我。
They said, me? How have I robbed you?
他们说，我怎么抢你啊？
But they were offering sacrifices with three-legged animals.
但他们献的牺牲啊。只有三只脚。
God wants animal sacrifice, not a tripod, you know?
神所要的是将这个全身献祭啊，那不是要一个鼎啊。
Whenever the prophets came, the people never understood.
先知说话，百姓不明白。
Jeremiah says, oh, the Babylonians are coming. Just open the gates, let them in.
耶利米告诉他们说，巴比伦来了。打开门欢迎他们。
Jeremiah says they are missionaries from God to bring justice to this country.
耶利米告诉他们说，这是神所差派来，是要将公义带到你们国度。
What did the people do?
那以色列百姓怎么做？
They threw Jeremiah down in the well.
他们把耶利米丢到井里。
You see, they don't understand what God is doing nor His ways.
因为以色列的百姓不知道神的作为是什么，也不知道神的道路是什么。
Now, of course, why is it that they did not know his ways?
那为什么他们不明白呢？
There's three things mentioned in Psalm 95 and also in Hebrews chapter 3 that prevent us from knowing the ways of God.
在诗篇第95篇论讲到三件事，这三件事在希伯来书第三章也提到，讲到说为什么以色列人没有办法认识神的道路。
So just as an introductory matter, we can write this down.
那就是为了让弟兄姐妹有点了解，我们可以把这三件事写下来。
You cannot know the ways of God.
你没有办法明白神的道路。
Through disobedience.
如果你不顺服。
Unbelief.
如果你不信。
Or rebellion.
如果你悖逆。
If you have unbelief, you cannot know the ways of God.
如果你不信，你没有办法明白神的道路。
If you are disobedient to God's will, you cannot know the ways of God.
如果你不顺服神的旨意，你没有办法明白神的道路。
And if you rebel against God, you cannot know the ways of God.
你如果悖逆神，你没有办法明白神的道路。
This is true in the history of the children of Israel.
在以色列的百姓中，这是这样子。
And it is true also in the Christian's life.
那在基督徒的生活生命里面也是如此。
We have young people here tonight.
我们今天我们当中有许多年轻人。
You know, when you rebel,
你知道当你悖逆的时候，
You no longer know God in the right way.
你对神的认识就有偏差。
We have this equation. We see His acts. We learn His ways. We know Him.
那我们看到这个公式啊。我们看到他的作为，我们晓得他的道路，我们得以认识他。
But if we see his acts, but we don't learn his ways, we not only don't know God in the end, but we misinterpret God in the end.
但是如果我们看见神的作为，却不明白神的道路，那不仅仅是我们不认识他，很多时候我们还误解了他。
Now we know many brothers and sisters who have various difficulties and problems in their life.
我们知道许多弟兄姐妹在他们生活里面有许多各式各样不同的困难。
Very seldom do they realize that these problems are ways that God is dealing with them.
那很多时候弟兄姐妹们也许不明白这是神怎么样来对付我们的方式。
They blame some other person.
他们会怪别人。
They blame their physical problems.
他们会怪他们自己身体的软弱。
And they don't understand God's ways.
因为他们不明白神的道路。
And if they rebel against God,
他们若对神悖逆,
they begin to think God doesn't love them anymore.
他们就想神不再爱我了。
Now when you listen to some Christian and they say, God doesn't love me anymore,
那如果你听有些基督徒这样讲了, 神不再爱我了。
Or they say, why has God done this to me?
或者他们问说神为什么要这样子做呢?
We know that they're in a place of unbelief.Perhaps disobedience.
那我们就知道他们有心里有不幸，甚至有悖逆。
And we pray for them.
我们替他们祷告。
Because once they come before God and humble themselves,
那一旦他们来到神的面前，自己谦卑，
then they realize how much the Lord really loves them.
他们就知道神是多么的爱他们。
But when they're in a position of rebellion from the Lord,
但他们落在站在一个悖逆的地位里面，
then they have problems with God.
那他们对神有怀疑。
Usually have problems with the fellowship.
他们会在团契当中有困难。
And they have problems with the Christian life.
那他们的基督徒的路也走得很艰辛。
Because they don't understand God.
因为他们不知道神。
Of course, Israel through its history proved it did not know the ways of God.
那当然，以色列的历史告诉我们，他们并不认识神。
Now what did God do about that?
那神怎么做呢？神怎么对他们呢？
Of course, praise God, He sent Jesus to the earth.
那当然我们感谢主。
In the fullness of time, Jesus came to Israel.
他差遣耶稣基督降世，时候满足，他就差遣他的爱子到了以色列当中。
And what did Jesus call himself?
那耶稣怎么称他自己？
I am the way.
我是道路。
Now, do we want to know God's ways?
你要知道神的路吗？
Actually, we know I am the way, the truth, and the life.
那实际上主耶稣怎么讲？我是道路、真理、生命。
But some Greek scholars say we should actually say that sentence a little differently.
但有的研究希腊文的学者说，这个句子也许我们应当换种方法。
The emphasized word is way.
那所强调的字眼是道路。
And truth and life modify the way.
那个真理跟生命是修饰那个道路的。
We know he was speaking to his disciples about the way to the Father's house.
那因为我们知道说主耶稣讲这句话的时候，他是在教导门徒到我父的路是什么。
So in English, what we would properly say is, I am the living and truthful way.
所以在中文里，我们会说，我们是又真实又活泼的路。
When Jesus came, He was God's way.
主耶稣来了，他就是神的路。
He not only was God's way, He was God's act.
他不仅是神的路，他也是神的作为。
And He was also God Himself.
他也是神自己的本身。
In Jesus, we have the acts, the ways, and the end all together in one person.
所以我们在耶稣基督的身上，我们有神的作为，我们有神的道路，我们有神的目的，都在他的身上。
And He went about doing acts of God.
所以他在各处行神的事情。
And in parables, he spoke about God's ways.
那在比喻当中，他论到神的道路。
And when people looked at him, they could see the life of God in him.
当人们看见耶稣的时候，在他的身上，他们看到了神。
But you know, the children of Israel rejected the way.
但你们知道，以色列人拒绝了耶稣。
That seems very strange.
看起来好像很奇怪。
How can they reject the way?
他们怎么可以拒绝神的路呢？
Well, here's an interesting fact of human life.
这是我们人性里面一个真实的事情。
When we lose sight of God's ways,
当我们看不见神的路的时候，
we develop many human ways.
我们自然而然的建造许多我们自己的路。
The children of Israel had developed many ways that seemed right and godly.
那以色列的百姓，他们自己想出了各般的路，自己的眼中以为正。
There was the way of the Pharisees, the way of the Sadducees.
有法利赛人的路，有撒都该人的路。
The way of the Essenes, the way of the Herodians.
有爱色尼人的路，有希律党的路。
When man loses sight of God's one way, they develop many ways.
当人看不见神那个独一的路的时候，他们从自己的心意当中想出各样的路来。
So when Jesus came to Israel, everybody had their way already, their way of going to God.
所以当耶稣降世到了以色列人当中的时候，每一个人都自己心里面有一套方法，我怎么样能够到神那里去。
And it seemed right to them.
那在他们眼中也看为正。
But Jesus came and showed the way of God.
但是主来了，将神的路指给他们看。
The way of redemption is to reduce the many ways of man down to one way.
救赎的路将就是将许多人所想到的那些方法都撇掉，只求主耶稣的这一条路。
Jesus is the way.
因为主耶稣就是这条路。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
There's no other name.Under heaven on earth, by which we may be saved.
天上地下没有四下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Now, what does man say today, even today?
那么在今日世人怎么说呢？
Oh, there's many ways to God.
哦，要到神那里有许许多多不同的方法。
No, there's only one way to God.
那不是这样子的，只有一个方法可以到神那里去。
Jesus was the way presented before Israel.
那主耶稣就是那条道路显给以色列人看。
You will remember the Gospel of John.
能不能记得约翰福音？
How did John write his gospel?
约翰福音里面怎么写？
He wrapped his gospel around seven revelations of Jesus.
他将他的福音书围绕着主耶稣基督七个启示写的。
And they were seen through seven miracles called signs.
那这个七个启示就是他所行的七个神迹。
The signs were an act.
那神迹呢就是记号，这是神的作为。
But more than an act, a sign pointing to God.
那这个记号不仅是神的作为，这个作为是将他们引到神的面前。
And by this sign, people could understand God's ways.
那借着这些记号，人就可以明白神的道路是什么。
And if they believed, they would enter into this life.
他们若信，他们就可以进得永生，进到这个生命里面。
And Jesus came to Israel, but of course he was rejected.
那当然主耶稣来到了以色列人当中却被拒绝了。
Now why? Why would they reject?
为什么他们拒绝主呢？
We already have our way, we don't need your way.
因为我们自己已经有我们自己的道路，我们不需要你的路。
We have our way, we think it's God's way.
我们有我们自己的路，我们以为这是神的路。
And so, when Jesus came, they didn't recognize who he was.
所以当主耶稣来的时候，他们看不出他是谁。
And they rejected him.
他们拒绝了他。
Let's look at just a couple of scriptures regarding this rejection.
那我们再看一下圣经里面怎么论到这件事情。
Paul preaches in Acts chapter 13.
在使徒行传第十三章保罗的讲道当中。
We'll just look at two verses.
我们只看两节经文。
Verse 26, 27.
二十六节二十七节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 26.
使徒行传第十三章第二十六节。
Brethren, sons of Abraham's family.And those among you who fear God, to us the message of this salvation has been sent.
弟兄们，亚伯拉罕的子孙，和你们中间敬畏神的人啊，这救世的道是传给我们的。
For those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, recognizing neither him nor the voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath, fulfilled these by condemning him.
耶路撒冷居住的人和他们的官长因为不认识基督也不明白每安息日所读众先知的书就把基督定了死罪正应了先知的预言
Now did you notice in verse 27
你们注意到27节
We have two phrases there
里面有两句话
The prophets are read every Sabbath
那先知的书是每安息日要读的
And even though the prophets were read So Isaiah was read as an example
所以先知的书他们都有读啊，譬如以赛亚书他们就读了。
They heard the word, but they didn't hear the voice behind the word.
他们听到了那个字，但是没有听到字后面的声音。
They did not know the voice of the prophets.
他们没有听到先知的话语。
They only knew the word.
他们只看到了字。
They read Isaiah chapter 53.
他们念了以赛亚书第五十三章。
But they didn't know this was the suffering Messiah.
但他们想不到这是弥赛受苦的弥赛亚。
They didn't hear the voice that says you will reject him.
他们没有听见那个声音说你们要弃绝他。
And he will suffer.
他会受苦。
And so because they didn't understand and hear the voices, they in fact crucified this very Messiah.
因为他们自己没有听见这个声音，他们不明白，他们就将这弥赛亚钉死了。
Now, this is a very interesting passage.
啊，这是一个非常有趣的一个经文。
And one that we Christians need to listen to closely.
那我们的基督徒更要小心在意。
It's possible to know the Word of God, the Scripture, but not know His ways.
我们很可能我们读圣经啊，我们知道这个字句啊，我们读了圣经啊，但我们不明白它的道路。
Some people know the Bible, but they don't know the ways of God.
许多人他知道圣经，但他们不知道神的道路。
We turn to another passage in Luke chapter 19.
我们再翻到路加福音第十九章。
And we see Jesus on the day he entered into Jerusalem.
我们看到主耶稣在这一日进耶路撒冷。
And he speaks to the to Jerusalem after weeping for the city.
他在耶路撒冷哀哭，然后他说。
And he says the day is coming when your whole city will be destroyed.
他告诉他们日子将到，这个你们整个城都会被拆毁。
And then he gives the reason, the very last phrase in verse 44.
在第四十四节，他告诉他们为什么。
Because you did not recognize the time of your visitation.
因为你不知道眷顾你的时候。
Can you imagine God was visiting them through Jesus?
你想想看，神在基督里面来到眷顾了以色列。
God was coming to them, revealing His way of salvation.
神来到了他们当中，将救恩的路指给他们。
But they didn't realize it.
但他们不明白眷顾他们的时候。
How can we be busy worshiping God?Serving God, offering the sacrifices of the Passover, as the children of Israel were, and not see the Lamb of God.
我们怎么可能这样子忙忙碌碌的敬拜神，这样侍奉神，这样子每安息日在圣殿里面献祭，好像这个以色列人一样，却不认识神的路呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, the answer is actually very simple.
弟兄姐妹们，其实这个答案是很简单。
All of us as men.Tend to look at outward acts and never try to understand the ways.
因为我们人，我们就是很喜欢看外面的事，却不明白它里面的路是什么。
Maybe there's some time when God comes and visits us, but we don't even realize.
也许在我们的经历里面，神也来到我们当中，眷顾了我们，但我们一点都不明白。
Even His disciples didn't understand His ways.
甚至他的门徒都不明白。
Jesus said, I'm going to my Father to prepare a place for you. And when I'm coming, I'm going to bring you to myself. And you know the way I am going.
耶稣告诉他们说，我往我父那里去替你们预备地方，我还要来到你们当中，带你们到我那里去。你们也知道那条路。
What did Thomas say?
那多马怎么说？
Lord, we don't know the way.
主啊，我们不晓得那条路。
And Jesus spoke to them about the way many times.
但其实主已经教导他们这条路许多次了。
What was the way?
到底这条路是什么？
It was the way of the cross.
就是十架的道路。
But they heard it, but they couldn't understand.
他们听见了，但是不明白。
We don't know the way you're going. How can we go?
我们既不晓得你怎么去，我们怎么跟着去呢？
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth.
那主耶稣就告诉他们说，我是道路，我是真理，我是生命。
I mean, really, brothers and sisters, how could anybody imagine that the cross was the way of God?
哇，弟兄姐妹们，实在的说来，到底谁能够看见这件事呢？十字架竟然是神的路。
Who, what man could ever imagine that God loved us so much he would be willing to die for us?
谁能够想象说神对我们的爱是这样子的深，他竟然愿意自己 替我们死呢？
You know, when Jesus died on the cross, Satan did not understand this was the way of God.
甚至你要知道，当主耶稣死在十字架上的时候，连撒旦都不明白这是神的路。
And Paul says the rulers of this world, they didn't understand this was the way of God, or they never would have crucified the Lord.
连保罗都告诉我们说，这世上掌权的不知道这是神的心意，所以他们将他钉死了。
Who could believe the cross was the way to our salvation?
谁能够知道十字架是带我们进入永生呢？
And yet this became the greatest moment in the history of the world.
但这是全世界历史里面最重要的一件事。
We all know now that the way of the cross is the way to life and knowing God.
我们现在我们都知道了，十字架的路就是到生命的路。
And we remember in Israel what happened after Jesus died and rose again and ascended into heaven.
我们想到在以色列人当中发生了什么事呢？当主耶稣死了埋葬了，三日后复活了，又升天了。
On the day of Pentecost, the church was born.
在五旬节的时候，教会产生了。
And what did the people of Israel call the church?
那以色列人怎么样论到这个教会呢？
The people of the way.
他说他们是信奉这道的人。
That's what Paul called them. He went to find people of the way.
这是保罗在逼迫教会的时候论到教会的，他要去抓拿这些信奉这道的人。
These are people who had found God's way.
这是一群人，他们知道神的路在哪里。
They were living in a fresh, a new and living way.
他们是走在这条又新又活的路上。
They were marching by the drum of a new Lord speaking to them.
他们是按着这个死而复活的主向他们说话的声音向前迈进。
They were filled with new wine.
他们是装满了新酒。
They were walking in a new way.
他们是按着一个新的样式来生活。
That's the only way you could describe them.
你只能够这样子讲他们了。
Now you know where we live, the church is described in many different ways, but usually not the way.
那你知道在我们今日这个教会可以用各式各样的话来描写，但很少人会说他们是信奉这道。
But here they were, walking together in unity, loving one another, worshiping the Lord Jesus.
那现在他们在这里，彼此同心合意的行走天路，彼此一同的敬拜主。
People of the way.
他们是信奉这道的。They
discovered the living way.
他们发现这条活道。
They know God.
他们认识了神。
They know His ways.
他们知道了神的道路。
And so what do we find is the first book beyond the gospel?
所以我们这就是为什么四卷福音书之后的第一卷书是什么？
The Acts.
使徒行传。
Now there is God acting again.
什么叫使徒行传？就是神在世上的作为。
Now wait a minute. Whose acts are that in the book?
那使徒行传到底是谁的作为？
I don't know. I think Chinese Bible says Acts of the Apostles.
我想中文圣经是讲使徒行传。
No.
那不是这样子的。
Originally, you know, it just said Acts.
你知道原文里面只有行传。
Actually, King James English also says Acts of the Apostles.
那当然King James 的英文圣经也是讲说这个使徒行传。
Well, of course, do you see the apostles and they're acting and miracles are happening?
当然，因为你看到使徒行传就记载使徒到处行神迹传道。
But it's not the apostles.
但真正行事的不是使徒。
So, another brother recently wrote a book, a commentary on Acts, and he calls it, it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
那最近呢，有个弟兄写了一个解经书，讲使徒行传，他称使徒行传叫圣灵行传。
And of course, you see the Holy Spirit acting all through the book of Acts.
那当然，因为你看见圣灵在使徒行传当中就记载圣灵怎么样一直行事。
But unfortunately, most people don't read the first couple of verses in the book of Acts.
那但是很可惜，多半的人在读《使徒行传》的时候，把头几节都漏掉了。
And the first couple of verses tell us.
那头几节是怎么讲的呢
？That the book of Acts is a continuation of the Acts of Jesus now sitting on His throne in glory.
因为头几节告诉我们，《使徒行传》就是记载了如今坐在宝座上的基督他如何的行事。
And look at these acts of God in this book of Acts.
所以在《使徒行传》当中，让我们看见神的。
Oh, it's a new and living way.
那这是一个又新又活的路。
Now many people love the book of Acts.
那许多人很喜爱《使徒行传》这卷书。
And they say, Ah, I see the way of God in the book of Acts.
他说我在《使徒行传》里面找到了神的路。
But what they mean is they see the method for the church in the book of Acts.
那他们的意思是说，他们在《使徒行传》里面找到了教会的方法。
They say, okay, our church needs 12 apostles.
所以他们就说，好，我们的教会需要十二个使徒。
We need to go out two by two, build churches.
那我们需要两个两个的差派出去，我们好建造教会。
Then we'll appoint some elders.
啊，然后我们要立长老。
If your name is Timothy, you can join us. We'd be apostles.
啊，如果你叫做提摩太的话，你可以加入我们，你也可以做使徒。
There's books that are written on how to build the church, all by the methods.
所以他们看使徒行。
Of the book of Acts.
看使徒行传了之后，看到就是说如何建造教会啊，方法一，方法二。
But you see, once again, that's not the ways of God.
但这其实不是神的道路。
The book of Acts isn't about the outer structure of the church.
使徒行传所讲的不是教会在外面的形式方式。
Now, if you build the church according to the book of Acts,
如果你要按照使徒行传的方法来建造教会的话
，Now, what pattern are you going to choose?
那你到底是怎么样的模式呢
？Jerusalem pattern，
耶路撒冷的模式
；Antioch pattern，
安提阿的模式
；Ephesus pattern，
以弗所的模式
；Which one do you choose？
你到底要用哪一种模式呢
？You see, it's not a pattern。
因为我们要明白，使徒行传告诉我们的不是哪种模式。
What do we see？
我们到底看见什么
？God's life pushing His children out。
那神的生命将他的百姓推出去。
Leading them from town to town.
引导他们从这城到那城。
They were going on a way and a journey they had never been before.
他们到了他们以前从来没有去的地方。
They didn't have a method and a pattern.
他们没有什么方法，没有什么模式。
But they obeyed the Holy Spirit.
但他们顺服圣灵。
And everywhere they went, God touched something and the church began to grow.
他们无论他们去哪里，神的手在其中，教会就产生了。
You cannot read the book of Acts without seeing the sovereign hand of God moving this person there and doing that over there.
你读使徒行传，你没有办法不看见神全能的手在其中运行，带领这个人到那里，那个人到那里。
And especially the book of Acts in the last half,
特别是使徒行传的下半段
shows us a little hint.Of the amazing ways that God has of raising up a man of God, the Apostle Paul.
那告诉我给了我们一点暗示哈，神怎么样很奇妙的兴起了使徒保罗。
How he can save?
他怎么得救的
？How he captures?
他怎么样被神抓到的
？How he disciplines?
神怎么样管教他
？How he protects?
神怎么样保守他
？How he leads?
神怎么样带领他
Oh, it's such a beautiful picture of God's ways.
这实在是神的道路很美丽的 一幅图画
This is the living ways.
这是神的活道
Now every Christian can know the ways of God.
每一个基督徒都能够知道神的道
Because the way is Jesus.
因为这条道路就是主耶稣
We just look at one last scripture.
我们再看最后一处的经文
This is just by way of introduction.
不过是今天的一点介绍。
But in Hebrews chapter 3,
在希伯来书第三章
we see the same words that were spoken of Israel spoken to Christians.
那我们再一次的看到神怎么样对以色列人说话，如今又对他的教会说话。
In chapter 3 and verse 7,
第三章的第七节
Therefore, just as the Holy Spirit says, Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart as when they provoked me in the day of trial in the wilderness.
圣灵有话说你们今日若听他的话就不可硬着心像在旷野惹他发怒试探他的时候一样
Where your fathers tried me by testing me and saw my works for 40 years
在那里你们的祖宗试我探我并且观看我的作为有40年之久
Therefore I was angry with this generation and I said they always go astray in their heart and they did not know my ways as I swore in my wrath they shall not enter my rest
所以我厌烦那世代的人说他们心里常常迷糊竟不晓得我的作为我就在怒中起誓说他们断不可进入我的安息
Take care brethren
哦，弟兄姐妹们
that there not be in any one of you an evil unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God
你们要谨慎免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心把永生神离弃了
All of usNeed to go up on the mountain.
我们都需要到那山上
And consider our heavenly calling.
我们要考我们要顾念那从天上召我们的
We need to consider Jesus, the high priest and apostle of our faith.
我们要纪念主耶稣基督是为使徒为大祭司
We need to run the race looking unto Jesus.
那我们要定睛在他的身上奔走，奔走摆在我们前面的道路。
This is the only way we can walk in the ways of God.
因为这是我们唯一的路，我们只能够这样子走神的路。
These Hebrew Christians had lost sight of Jesus.
在希伯来书里面所讲的这些基督徒，他们的眼目没有定睛在主耶稣的身上。
They were falling back into religious patterns, methods, and ceremonies.
他们堕落回到他们在宗教里面的各样的礼仪、各样的组织里面。
The living way was being lost.
那条活道就失去了。
And these Christians were thinking about going back into Judaism and the worship of the Old Testament.
所以这些希伯来书里面基督徒，他们想再回到犹太教里面，再回到旧约敬拜的方式。
But if you and I don't keep our eyes on Jesus, this will be our end as well.
但若是我们自己不定睛在耶稣的身上，
Just an old wine,
我们也一样。
Old wine skin, no wine.
那我们不过是一个老旧的酒皮袋，里面没有酒。
I was talking to a sister the other day from Brazil.
我前几天跟一个从巴西来的姐妹在谈。
She used to go to a large church in Brazil. I said, "How is that church doing?"
她以前在巴西去一个很大的教会，所以我问她说那个教会现在怎么样了。
She said they're going back into Judaism.
他说那个教会啊回到犹太教了。
I said, what do you mean?
他说我这是什么意思啊？
She said, well, first of all, they celebrate all of the feasts of the Jews during the feast occasions.
然后呢，第一件事，首先他们所有犹太人庆祝的节日，他们也庆祝。
I said, well, that's strange. She said, but here's more.
我就觉得说这很奇怪了。那他又说还有嘞。
Now when the boys turn 13, they're having a bar mitzvah for boys.
那等到小孩子长到13岁的时候，他们也给他一个犹太人的庆祝。
They're taking the rituals and the practices and the beautiful garments of the Old Testament and bringing them back into the church.
他们将旧约里面各样的形式带回在教会当中，那些礼服也穿上。
Well, I don't know all the details, but it sounds to me like they've turned their eyes off of Jesus.
我虽然不知道到底发生什么事，不过听起来。我相信他们的眼目已经不在他们主身上。
And they're trying to live by man's method.
他们想按着人的方法、人的方式来过他们圣徒的生活。
You know, it's a difficult thing to go to other cultures and other countries.
我们都知道，你要到不同的国家、不同的文化当中，不是一件容易的事情。
As you can see, I'm very American.
你们可以看出来，我是美国人。
A few years ago, I went to India.
那几年前我到印度。
I was speaking at a number of different places.
我在几个不同的地方讲到。
And I went to one place, and the worker took me aside to question me. You know.
那我到了一个地方，那里的童工把我带到一边去，问我一些问题。
He said to me, "Brother Dana, I have a question."
他对我说 ，Dana 弟兄，我有个问题。
He said, "Do you walk in the vision of Brother Boxing?"
我不会翻了。
You walk in the vision.
Brother
Boxing.
Boxing. Boxing. Okay. 你是不是按着那个 Boxing 弟兄的意向来行事？
Now, if you know anything of the history of India and the church,
那你如果知道印度教会的历史的话，
Brother Boxing was a mighty man of God raised up after the Second World War, who preached the gospel throughout India.
那 Boxing 弟兄是神在第二次世界大战当以后在印度所兴起的一位大有能力的。传道人。
He was an evangelist. Many thousands of Indians got saved.
他是一个传福音的人，有成千上万的印度人因他得救。
But during his ministry, God gave him a vision of the Lord Jesus.
那在他的侍奉的时候，神给他看见了耶稣的一个意象。
And now in India, there are thousands of assemblies that this brother and his co-workers have started.
那在印度啊，现在有上成千的这个聚会啊。是这位弟兄跟他的同工们建立起来的。
They meet very simply around the Lord's table every Sunday.
那他们聚会非常的简朴，他们每日就围绕主的每个礼拜天围绕主的桌子。
Their Christian life is very simple but very precious.
那他们基督徒的生活也非常的简朴。
And I've never seen people with such a hunger for the Word of God as these believers.
那我从来没有看过比他们对神的话语更渴慕的。
But I said to the brother, "What do you mean? Do I follow Brother Boxing's vision?"
那我就对这个弟兄说，你这是什么意思啊？什么叫做我有没有跟着这个 Boxing 弟兄的意向走
？Because our brother had a vision of the Lord.
那因为这 Buxton 弟兄曾经有个意象看见了主。
And he said, well, Brother Buxton's vision is, whenever we pray, we should kneel.
那他是说这个 Buxton 弟兄的意象是这样子，我们只要祷告，我们就应当跪下。
And when we worship, we should worship in such and such a way.
那当我们敬拜的时候，我们必须要这样这样这样子敬拜。
When we break bread, we should break bread just exactly this way.
我们擘饼的时候，我们一定要这样子来擘饼。
When you gather, the women have to be over this side, the men on this side.
我们聚集的时候，妇女要在一边，弟兄要在一边。
This was not Brother Buxton's vision.
那我想这个不是 Buxton 弟兄的意象。
He saw the Lord.
他的意象是他看见了主。
New wine was poured out.
那新酒倾倒出来。
Many people got saved.
许多人得到了拯救。
Now they met in various ways.
那他们有各种不同的方式来聚会。
But that's not the ways of God.
但那个跟神的道路没有什么关系。
But it was his vision of the Lord that was the key.
那真正有关系的是 Buxton 弟兄所看见的这个意象，
But this worker
主的意象。
Was calling the vision the methods.
但这位同工啊，把这个意象啊看成这些方法。
What's our vision?
我们的意象是什么？
Just some method?
是不是一些方法？
Or have we gone to the fountainhead and seen the Lord and out of that's come a life that's new and fresh?
还是我们来到了永生泉源的源头，到我们的主那里得到一个新鲜活水的供应。
And so I want to bring us back to this prayer.
所以让我们带回到这个祷告。
Show me thy ways, that I may know thee.
指教我你的道路，好叫我得以认识你。
Is that the prayer of our hearts?
那这是不是我们心里的祷告？
We've seen the acts of God. We've even been saved by the acts of God.
我们看见神的作为，甚至我们是因着神的作为而得救的。
But do we understand the ways of God in our life?
但我们是不是真的明白神在我们身上的道路是什么？
What is the Lord doing with us?
神到底要在我们身上做什么？
Why is he disciplining us?
为什么他要管教我们？
Why is he blessing us?
为什么他要祝福我们？
Surely there's some reason.
那一定有个原因啊。
May this be our prayer.
那盼望这也成为我们的祷告。
Show me thy ways.
指教我你的道路
that I may know thee.
好叫我得以认识你
Let's pray.
我们祷告
Oh Lord, we know your ways are high.
主啊我们知道你的道路高
Your ways are deep.
你的道路是深的
Your ways are straight and narrow.
你的道路也是直的正直的
All thy ways are justice.
你的路都是公义的
We know you're testing us even this weekend.
我们知道在这个周末的时候你也在试炼我们。
You want to see if we will come back to you as that one leper and fall down before you.
你要知道我们是不是像那一个回来向你敬拜的那个得大麻风的人一样。
Oh, Lord, you have acted on our behalf.
哦主啊你替我们行了大事。
Oh, show us that.
各样的事情将我们的心刚硬。
In these last days, our human ways will not make it through.
哦，在这个末日的时候，叫这些人所创造的各样的东西不在我们身上有作为。
We come up onto the mountain.
我们来到了山上。
Even Mount Zion.
来到了锡安山上。
We come before the mediator of our new covenant, the Lord Jesus.
我们来到我们新约的中保，我们的主耶稣基督面前。
We fall down before you.
我们俯伏，我们敬拜。
Thank you for your grace and mercy.
我们感谢你的是恩惠，你的怜悯。
Show us thy ways.
指教我们你的道路
that we may know thee.
好叫我们得以认识你
Through Jesus Christ we pray.
借耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.